Disclosure. This little booklet you're holding is like a treasure map, but instead of leading you to gold, it's packed with nuggets of wisdom for your brain. Remember, though, that the world of rules and regs is always doing the cha-cha, changing steps every now and then. So, what we're chatting about here is more of a general vibe than a rulebook for life. Before you dive in, I'm not the wise old owl in a suit giving pro advice on legal stuff, tax tricks, financial wizardry, insurance puzzles, or other grown-up matters. Please think of me more as your fun-loving guide on this wild ride, pointing out interesting sights, but not steering the ship. If you're about to make a big leap based on what you read here, please first chat with a real-deal pro. Whether it's a lawyer, accountant, or any expert, they're the ones with magic wands to help you. So, if you need someone to give serious advice, find that wizard. Happy adventuring! Copyright 2024 by Julie Firehurst Rockstar Publishing. All rights reserved. No part of this book may be reproduced in any form or by any means, including mechanical, photographic, electronic, or any other method, without the prior written permission of the publisher, except for brief quotations used in articles and reviews in accordance with the principles of fair use. For permission requests or inquiries, please get in touch with Julie Firehurst at Rockstar Publishing. Email, julie@juliefirehurst.com. Introduction: Nearly 75% of people suffer from speech anxiety. It's nerve-wracking, sweat-breaking, butterflies-in-the-stomach kind of panic. It doesn't necessarily have to be in front of an audience of 100 people. It could be that you are presenting yourself to a potential client or running a business meeting. Public speaking terrifies us because we worry about what people think of us. Panic can set in turn, shut off the rational part of our brain responsible for our thinking, organizing, and planning, and word production. The fear of public speaking can and must be conquered if you are to be successful in business, especially a business that requires communication to sell your products or services. In the dynamic and often complex world of entrepreneurship, mastering the art of communication is not just a skill. It's a necessity. Julie Firehurst's Business Communication, 5 Tips for Public Speaking is an indispensable guide for entrepreneurs aiming to refine their communication prowess. This ebook is crafted with the understanding that in the realm of small business, every interaction counts, and the ability to convey your message clearly and persuasively can make the difference between losing a potential customer and securing a sale. Public speaking is critical for any entrepreneur looking to pitch their ideas, products, or services. Recognizing that public speaking can be daunting for many, Julie clarifies the process, offering practical advice that's easy to implement. These tips aren't just theoretical, they're battle-tested strategies gleaned from Julie's extensive experience in the field of sales, marketing and promotion, and business communication, which spans over 34 years. At the heart of this guide are 5 core tips designed to help small business owners elevate their public speaking skills. Julie covers all the bases, from understanding your audience and crafting compelling stories to mastering the art of nonverbal communication and handling nerves. Business Communication, 5 Tips for Public Speaking is more than just an ebook, it's a roadmap for entrepreneurs seeking to make a lasting impact through effective communication. Whether you're pitching to investors, engaging with clients, or promoting your products or services, Julie's insights will help you communicate with competence, clarity, and conviction. In the bustling market of small businesses, let this ebook be your guide to capturing attention, inspiring action, and driving sales, one word at a time. Tip 1. Know your audience. When you're talking to people about your business, it's like throwing a party. You want everyone to have a good time. But here's the thing, not everyone likes the same music or food. It's the same with talking about your business, please know who you're talking to ensure your message gets home. This tip is all about understanding your audience so you can talk to them in a way that makes them listen, understand, and get excited. Why knowing your audience matters. Imagine you sell really cool, handmade skateboards. If you're talking to teenagers who love skateboarding, you'll speak differently than if you're talking to parents buying a gift for their kids. Knowing your audience means you can use the right words, tell the right stories, and hit the right emotional buttons that make people think, "Wow, I need this." How to get to know your audience. Ask questions before you start talking. Try to learn as much as you can about the people you speak to. What do they like? What problems do they have that your product or service can solve? Listen and observe, pay attention to how your audience reacts when you start speaking. Do their eyes light up when you mention something specific? Do they look bored or confused at certain points? This will tell you a lot about what works and what doesn't. Imagine walking in their shoes, try to see things from their perspective. What would you want to hear about your product or service if you were them? How would you want it explained? Tailoring your message. Once you've got a good grip on your audience, you can start shaping your message. Here's how. Use their language, talk in a way that feels familiar to them. If your audience is full of tech-savvy people, it's okay to use tech terms. But if not, keep it simple. Highlight what matters to them, focus on the benefits of your product or service that your audience will most care about. If you're talking to busy parents, they'll love how easy your product is to use. Tell stories they can relate to. People love stories, especially ones that seem like they could happen to them. Share success stories or examples that your audience can relate to. Practice makes perfect practice. What you will say before you get in front of your audience. Try it out on a friend or family member who can give you honest feedback. The more you practice, the more comfortable you'll feel adjusting your message on the fly based on how your audience is reacting. Remember, it's a conversation even though you're the one doing most of the talking. Think of it as a two-way conversation. Look for nods, smiles, or puzzled looks, and be ready to adapt. Encourage questions and be genuinely interested in their thoughts and feedback. Knowing your audience isn't just about improving your speech, it's about making a real connection. When people feel understood and valued, they're much more likely to listen, engage, and ultimately agree with your offering. So take the time to know your audience and watch how much more impactful your communication becomes. The secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new. Tip 2. Prepare. Alright, so you know who you're talking to. Great. Now, let's get ready for the big day. Think of this as packing for a vacation. You wouldn't just throw random stuff in a suitcase, right? You'd make a list and pack exactly what you need. The same goes for preparing for a business meeting or presentation. This chapter is about getting your ducks in a row so that you're ready to shine when it's showtime. Why preparation is key. Imagine you're at a meeting, and someone asks about how your product works or what deals you have. You want to answer with more than just words. You want to show them something that makes them go, "Aha! I get it now." That's where marketing materials and visual handouts come in. They help paint the picture and make your words stick. What to prepare? Marketing materials, these are things like brochures, flyers, or even a cool video on your tablet. They should look good and explain what you do clearly. Think of them as your business's best foot forward. Visual handouts, these could be charts, graphs, or pictures that help explain your points. They're especially handy when you're talking numbers or showing how much better your product or service is compared to everything else out there. Your speech, yes, what you're going to say is also something you must prepare. Write it down, make it interesting, and make sure it speaks to your audience. Remember tip 1? How to prepare. Understand your materials, know what each piece of your material does, and when to use it. Is it for breaking the ice, explaining a complex point, or sealing the deal? Be clear about its purpose. Organize your stuff, keep your materials organized to easily grab what you need without fumbling around. Maybe have a folder for brochures and a separate section in your bag for samples. Practice, but with props, when you're practicing your speech, use your materials as you plan to during the real deal. This will help you get smooth at pulling out the right chart at the right time or flipping to the perfect page in your brochure. Tips for effective preparation. Keep it simple, don't overwhelm your audience with too much information, choose your best, most relevant materials. Be ready for questions, consider what questions might come up and have material ready to help answer them. This shows you're not just prepared, you're thoughtful. Plan B, always have a backup plan. If your video won't play or you left a brochure at the office, know what you'll do. Have a quick summary ready to go, just in case. Being prepared isn't just about making you look good, it's about respecting your audience's time and attention. It shows you care enough to bring your A game. So prepare, 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 and then prepare some more. When you're fully prepped with your marketing material and visual handouts, you'll not only communicate your message more effectively, but you'll also build trust and credibility. And in business, that's gold. Tip 3, use visuals wisely. Now that you've prepared your marketing materials and visual handouts, it's time to discuss using them correctly. Think about the last time you watched a movie with amazing special effects. Those effects made the story better, right? But you'd probably feel overwhelmed if the whole movie were just one big special effect after another. It's the same with visuals in your presentations. They're super powerful, but only if you use them wisely. This tip is your guide to making your visuals work for you, not against you. The power of visuals. Visuals are like shortcuts for your brain. A good image can explain something complex super quickly or make an important point stick. But here's the catch: the best visuals are the ones that are easy to understand and speak directly to your audience's needs and interests. Choosing the right visuals. Make it relevant. Every visual should have a clear reason for being in your presentation. Ask yourself, what does my audience get from this? It might not be worth including if you don't have a good answer. Speak their language. Your chosen visuals should resonate with your audience's experiences and expectations. Detailed diagrams might be perfect if you're talking to a group of experts. But for a general audience, you might want something more basic and relatable. Tips for using visuals effectively. Introduce your visuals. Don't just throw up a slide and hope people get it. Give a quick introduction to what they're about to see and why it matters. Use visuals to tell a story. People remember stories way better than they remember facts and figures. Use your visuals to help tell the story of your product or service, how it came to be, and what it can do for them. Keep attention on you. Remember, your visuals are there to support what you're saying, not replace you as the presenter. Make sure they enhance your presentation without taking over. Visuals as a conversation starter. A great visual can also be a conversation starter. Maybe it's an interesting stat that surprises people or a photo that sparks curiosity. Use these moments to engage with your audience, ask questions, and get them involved in the discussion. This will make your presentation more interactive and memorable. Using visuals wisely is all about balance. You want enough to enhance your message, but not so much that they become the message. When done right, visuals can make your presentation more engaging, understandable, and persuasive. So think of them as your partners in communication, helping you bridge the gap between your message and your audience's understanding. With the right visuals and speaking the language of your audience, you'll get their attention, hearts, and minds. Practice with your visuals. Just like you practice your speech, you should practice how you'll use your visuals. Know when you'll switch slides, what you'll say when you do, and how you'll transition back to your main points. If you love what you are doing, you will be successful. Albert Schweitzer. Tip 4, change your outlook. Welcome to Tip 4, which could truly change your game, changing your outlook. Sales is the transfer of enthusiasm. And enthusiasm is contagious. Think about it, when you're really into something, it shows. Your eyes light up, your gestures get more animated, and your voice has this irresistible pull. That's the kind of energy that sells not just products or services, but you and your vision. Embrace your enthusiasm. First off, how do you feel about your business? Are you excited about what you're offering and what it can do for people? This isn't just another box to check off, it's the core of your public speaking and communication success. If you're genuinely enthusiastic about your business, it will shine through in every word you say and make people sit up and listen. They'll start to feel it, too, and that's when the magic happens. See it as sharing, not selling. Many of us get nervous just thinking about standing in front of a crowd, worrying about everything that could go wrong. What if we flip that script? Instead of fretting over potential negative reactions, view it as an opportunity to share something you love. It's not about dodging judgment, it's about inviting others into your world and showing them something you find incredible. The power of pause. Now, let's talk about silence. Yes, the idea of pausing in front of an audience can seem more terrifying than speaking. But silence is a powerful tool in your arsenal. You don't have to fill every second with words. Pauses give you a moment to breathe, think, and let your audience digest what you've said. They can also add dramatic weight to your message, making your next point even more impactful. Learn to be comfortable with these quiet moments. They're your allies, not enemies. Be authentically you. At the end of the day, the most compelling thing you can bring to your speech or presentation is yourself. People can spot insincerity from a mile away, so ditch the facade and be real. Share your passion, dreams, and even your fears about your business. When you're genuine, you create a connection that goes beyond business, it becomes human. And that's something no amount of polish or rehearsing can replicate. Expanding your outlook, changing your outlook, isn't just a tip, it's a transformation. Start by identifying what you love about your business. What gets you out of bed in the morning? Then, consider public speaking the chance to share that love with others, not a hurdle to overcome. Use pauses strategically to enhance your message, not as awkward as to fear. And through it all, be unapologetically you. This shift in perspective doesn't just apply to public speaking, it's a way to approach life and business. When you're genuinely enthusiastic and open, you invite others to join you on your journey. You're not just selling a product or service, but offering a part of yourself. And in today's world, where authenticity is the currency of choice, that's the most valuable offer you can make. So, let's change our outlook. Let's view every presentation, every meeting, and every conversation as a chance to share something wonderful. Because when you do that, you're not just communicating, but connecting. And in the world of business, those connections are everything. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. Steve Jobs. Tip 5. Be confident in your own skin. Welcome to the tip that dives into the heart of public speaking, confidence. I want to remind you that, like it or not, first impressions matter. How you present yourself can set the tone for your entire speech or presentation. But here's the good news, confidence is something you can build and project, starting with how you prepare yourself physically and mentally. Dress for success. Let's start with the basics, your appearance. Picking an outfit that makes you feel confident and professional isn't about vanity, it's about setting yourself up for success. Knowing you look good boosts your self-esteem, and that confidence radiates out to your audience. It could be a sharp suit, a vibrant dress, or anything that makes you feel like the best version of yourself. And yes, little things like a fresh haircut or a manicure can further enhance that feeling of preparedness and self-assurance. It's not just about looking good for others, it's about feeling powerful and ready in your own skin. The power of nonverbal cues. Once you're on stage or in front of the room, your confidence must shine through more than just your words. Smiling genuinely, making eye contact, and using open and relaxed body language all signal confidence and engagement. These cues invite your audience in, making them feel connected and more interested in your words. A friendly yet commanding voice can also make a world of difference in holding your audience's attention and conveying your message with authority. Embrace imperfection. Here's a secret: no one expects you to be perfect. In fact, trying to be perfect can often be more of a barrier than a help. The key is to practice enough that you know your material backward and forward, but also to be flexible and adaptable. Going over your speech or presentation multiple times ahead of the event will help you smooth out any rough spots and familiarize you with your content to the point where it feels like second nature. This deep familiarity is what truly calms nerves, boosts your presentation skills, and solidifies your confidence. Practice makes confidence remember. Confidence is not a static state, it's a stronger muscle every time you use it. Every opportunity to speak in front of an audience is a chance to build that confidence. Look at each presentation as a stepping stone, knowing that with each step, you're becoming more skilled and self-assured. Your authentic self. At the end of the day, the most confident thing you can be is yourself. Authenticity resonates with people. It makes you relatable and trustworthy. Yes, polish and preparation are important, but they should never come at the expense of your genuine self. Let your unique personality shine through your presentation, and remember that your audience is rooting for you. They want to see you succeed and share your journey. Building confidence in public speaking is a multifaceted process. It starts with how you prepare physically, extends to the nonverbal cues you use to engage your audience, and is solidified by your willingness to embrace imperfection and practice relentlessly. Above all, it's about being true to yourself. When you step in front of your audience, feeling confident in your skin, you're not just ready to speak, but to connect, inspire, and make a lasting impact. If you want your business to do well, talking to people correctly is super important. If you're not good at sharing what you need or what you think, things can get messy. You might not get along with your customers or other people you work with because they don't understand what you're trying to say. But don't worry too much. Anyone can get better at talking and listening to others. Here are some important tips to remember. Ensure most of the conversation is about them, at least 80%. Always think about how you can help them. Really listen to what others say so they feel you're paying attention. Ask questions that make sense for the conversation. Dress nicely because it makes a good impression. Don't forget to smile. Be truly interested in the people you're talking to. Look people in the eye when you speak to them, but not too much. Talk in a way that everyone can understand. Be friendly. Always tell the truth. Just be you. People like it when you're real with them. Meet Julie Firehurst. When Julie Firehurst kicked off her journey in the sales world, let's just say she didn't exactly hit the ground running. Picture this, there she was, lining up at food banks to ensure her three boys had enough to eat, all while relying on government support. Faced with the choice to throw in the towel or buckle down and push forward, Julie chose the latter. After all, quitting is for karaoke night, not life. And guess what? That was over 34 years ago. Fast forward to today and Julie is nothing short of a sales superstar, with nearly 3,000 happy clients singing her praises. She's not just any sales professional, she's an award winner who knows how to close deals, manage high-flying sales teams, and market products, services, and properties. Julie's secret sauce? Armed with the right mindset and a killer sales strategy, she sells relationships. But Julie's not all about the hustle. She's also here to light the way for others, offering a treasure trove of knowledge through her books, coaching sessions, and training programs. Whether she's dishing out pro tips in agent etiquette, pumping you up with transferring enthusiasm, guiding you through 30 days to real estate action, or her incredible book about the power of persuasion, Julie's got the goods. Want Julie to bring her magic to your next workshop or event? Just let her know, and she might appear. If a free one-on-one strategy session with Julie sounds like your cup of tea, or if you have a burning question, don't be shy. Drop her a line. Who knows? You might just be her next success story. Click here to access Julie's digital business card.